I could be wrong, but I don't recall any hip hop songs that have been turned into country bangers before. Now, I'm sure there's plenty, but I can't remember any of them. That is Shaboosey, isn't it? Once it's pointed out to you, isn't this? It's just.
It's Wonderwall.
It's Wonderwall.
It is. Today
mm-hmm.
is gonna be the day that. Yeah, it really is.
I'm in the wrong game.
Your ears are tuned into that, though.
I'm in the wrong game. Yeah. I should be running. You know, like Better Call Saul, the kind of music the music rip off version of that. Have you been ripped off by a country artist? Better Call Tall. That'll do. It's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, you beauties.
With KC.
Friday morning. Welcome to the weekend.
I'm going to tell you somebody who's definitely having a better Friday than you are. Are you ready?
Someone who's listening to the show?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Shirley.
Wait.
She's just about to have her last day of work for 3 weeks and she's off to... Oh, no, sorry. Last morning of work for 3 weeks. She's off to Orlando in the morning.
Away. Just go away and leave us alone.
Be nice, wouldn't it? Do you know what, Shirley? You've earned it.
Yeah.
You've worked hard.
You put in the
graft. You deserve your holiday. Yeah. You're a grafter. Enjoy Orlando. Be nice, though, wouldn't it?
It is lovely. Do you know what when everybody has those excited moments of going away on holidays, that's the best feeling ever.
It is.
You know, when you wake up in the morning, the bags are packed.
Yeah.
And you know you're trying to remember, have I got everything? Have I got passports and tickets and... Are the kids and did I dress the kids? Did I bring the kids?
Yeah.
And you know you're hopping into the car driving
it's that
to an
adrenaline,
airport,
isn't it?
Oh, it's such a
it
buzz.
Is. It's like butterflies in your tummy, adrenaline, isn't it?
And you get to the airport,
you're all nervous and all.
You park up 9 miles from the actual airport because the long-term car park is in Limerick. You drag your bags in, but you don't mind. You're going on hollybops.
Yeah, you don't care.
You don't care about the car park till you come home.
Ugh.
And then you have to you put in your card. And it's like €9,000.
It's a very different feeling coming home, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's like the air has gone out of the balloon.
Yeah.
My favorite part of holidays is coming back though.
I like
home.
Like, it's my least favorite part.
I like getting back to normality.
I
mean?
That, but I do get the blues. I get the blues when I come back off holidays.
And you check in, you drop in your bags, and then everybody's all giddy, and you go upstairs. And if you're in Cork Airport, what do the mummy and daddy do? They get a big dirty pint, take a photo of it beside the passport and the tickets, stick it up on Facebook, just so everybody knows you're going away on holidays.
Yeah, and you know what? Throw in a sombrero for good measure.
Absolutely, yeah. it's usually a caption like, not bad for a Friday, I suppose.
I know,
I've had worse Fridays.
I know, yeah. My Friday won, your Friday nil.
Yeah. Shirley, have an amazing time. I've never been to Orlando, but if you're doing the full Disney Fandango over there, you're going to have an incredible time.
Yeah. Actually, tell us if that's why you're going, Shirley. I know we're being really nosy. But are you going to Disneyland?
Bring us back a killer whale. You'll get one of those lads through customs handy enough, I'd imagine. A bit of free willy, Shirley. I wonder, is it the first time? First time in Orlando. In Orlando.
All right. I was about to apologise for you.
What, apologise for what? It's the first time in Orlando.
Okay, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Hang on a second.
What's that
Someone
now?
Else is going to Orlando in the morning.
Ah,
Is that... What? Gary? Gary's going to Orlando as in the morning.
Hey, guys, I'm going to Orlando in the morning. Ask Shirley.
If she'd like some company. Oh, lads.
Gary, you're in a photograph with your wife. Why are you trying to hook up with Shirley?
He's not.
He is.
He's just being nice. Cork people stick together, don't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do. They stick together.
If you see someone on holiday who's from Cork and you're least expecting it,
it's
always a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, they'll do everything they can to throw the leg over. Yeah.
Shirley is my wife.
That's incredible.
That's brilliant.
Oh, so we have the two of them here.
Although imagine if he actually had his actual wife was Shirley, but it was a different Shirley.
And now you're complicating the issue. Yeah. So anyway, ye two pups, have an amazing time in Orlando.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Bring us back a stick of rock or something. Anybody else flying out today or heading off or doing something exciting? 0868 104 106. Good morning.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Let's go for it. Did you see this yesterday? Simon Harris, Taoiseach Simon Harris popped on his, or somebody put up a video yesterday. Yeah. And it was Simon Harris. He's addressing Sinn Féin, all right? He's speaking across, doing his little speech and basically saying to them, lads, all you do is wind up all this fake hysteria about what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. But have a listen, see if you pick up on anything.
Stop trying to codge people. The people aren't thick. They can see through this single gear that you have. Faux outrage, shout and roar, rah, 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 stick a video up on Twitter.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
fairly obvious.
Was that deliberate, I wonder?
I would imagine. I don't know. Who knows?
He's looking across at the lads in Sinn Féin.
Rah, rah, ah, ah. Rah, rah, rah.
I don't think that was deliberate. I think he was
maybe
just...
it wasn't, but it was quite unfortunate, really. Wasn't
it really it? Was. Yeah, they're all looking at each other, going, "What's he talking about?"
Rah rah rah.
I know nothing about what you're on. The Tesla Cybertruck is coming to Cork. It's going to be on display in Cork as part of the European Car Tour. People can get a chance to get up close and have a look at the new Cybertruck for the first time as Tesla brings its very unique vehicle across Europe with a stop off in Cork this summer. So it's going to be at the Tesla garage. They've opened a Tesla garage.
Okay, hang on. What is it?
The Cybertruck. Yeah. It's Tesla.
Drives itself.
No, I don't think it's self-driving yet. It probably has the ability to do it. It's the most bizarre designed vehicle you've ever seen. It was like a 9-year-old in Minecraft designed it. Honest to God. Have you got your phone with you?
I have, yeah. Haven't seen it. So what am I typing?
You're on the internet.
I've been getting married.
Oh, that's
now.
Very true.
Do you know what I mean?
Just Google Cybertruck images. It's a mad looking yoke, but I kind of like them.
Okay.
I think they look bonkers, but
can you buy them?
Oh, you could order them 2 years ago, but they're not officially on sale yet.
Okay, let me see.
So, mad looking yokes. They're coming to Cork and there is a Tesla garage that's opened in Carrigtwohill. It's.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a Lego car.
That's basically what they were going for. It's got bulletproof, shatterproof windows. Oh. The speed and strength of this thing is incredible. The power of it. They tested it against the American Ford F1 trucks and it just destroyed them.
But it's coming to Cork, you said?
Yeah, so you can go and check it out. It'll be at the Carrigtwohill Tesla Garage 17th to the 24th of June if you want to pop out and
take
a look.
You're totally going, aren't you?
Oh, I'd be there. They'll have to ask me to leave.
Yeah, I know.
Dua Lipa. Ra 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 ra. That is Hallucinate, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. If you're going to Virgin Media Park later on tonight, a little bit of a heads up, it could be showery later on, so bring some kind of rain gear with you or something. Awesome warm-up DJ for Becky Hill tonight. I mean, just phenomenal.
Is it Stevie G?
It's not Stevie G, no. And I think that's...
I like it wrong.
Hey. Yeah, Stevie G's off tonight. I think that's why they rang this donkey in an emergency.
Stevie G's understudy, it is.
Stevie's wannabe. So I'm playing some music from 6 o'clock and then Jazzy's on at 7 and then Becky will take to the stage later on. So get down nice and early and throw some eggs at me.
Yes.
That would be great.
Oh yeah, do that.
We were talking about painting. Gemma's been on to me. She's been painting a room for 6 weeks and I feel your pain.
Oh right, yeah.
Painting, leave it to the pros. Oh,
okay.
I went around it the wrong way. I said, I can do this room. Why? Oh, it's only a bit of paint.
Yep.
Right, you've just shown me a picture of that room on your phone. Mm-hmm. It looks really good.
It's the edges that I made a hames
You're
of.
You're underselling yourself, KC.
Oh, look at this fella.
Isn't it really nice? He did the floor and everything himself.
I did the floors, yeah. I like this is good for DIY donkey now.
That's not a DIY donkey. That's someone who has half a clue. Well done.
I still have PTSD from doing my own.
Are you any good
year.
At DIY?
No,
role?
I'm terrible at
are
it.
You?
I'm not a real man. I
Could
have
you
to call
put a shelf
man.
Up?
Yeah, but it might be slightly lopsided and things might fall off it.
Fine.
You just get the spirit level out for that.
Yeah. Just don't put things on the shelf.
No, exactly. Ornamental shelf.
Frank Friday. because he is the king of wrestling in Cork.
That's right, he is.
This is the man that runs, what's the good?
Rebel County Wrestling. I'm the general manager of Rebel County Wrestling.
The
we have a show
manager.
Show in the Pav tomorrow, half five, if you want to get down.
Okay.
That's very good.
I found a little wrestling prank for you this morning on Prank Friday. You know John Cena?
Yeah.
One of the greatest in the game. Classic. He's got this intro music that he uses. Somebody decided to ring this woman a lot using that music.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who's this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Super Slam? Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a Steel Cage Chutes and Ladders match at WWE Super Slam. Order now and take $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye.
This goes on a bit, by the way.
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen,
WWE Super Slam!
Hey, sir!
Taking on Sheamus!
Quit calling my house!
The Undertaker!
Quit calling me!
CM Punk! And even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match! WWE Super Slam!
Hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming in your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested! Stop calling my f***ing house!
It goes on a bit.
Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena. But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Super Slam?
For the love of all that is stop calling my house.
John
before
Cena.
I get your number, I will track you down and absolutely tear you
ladder.
To I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John Cena! He's going to get in the ring and put boots to
you?
Asses this
Are
weekend.
You kidding me right now?
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Right, my friend, what have you got?
Okay, I can tell you now.
Okay.
there's loads of gossip overnight. Remember during the week we were talking about Simon Cowell and One Direction? Basically, he was speaking to a podcast and he was talking about a regret that he has with the band.
Mm-hmm.
Following that podcast, Louis Tomlinson and Niall Horan have now unfollowed him on social media.
Okay.
So let's just have a quick listen again to the interview that we played earlier on during the week of Simon Cowell.
The one thing I regret is I should have kept the name.
You didn't own the name?
No.
Who owns the name?
They do. That's the problem. Could have made an animation or whatever. But when you give an artist the name, it's not yours. And that's my only regret. So if you're listening, I'll buy it back from you.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, I don't know why they're annoyed, but they're obviously annoyed and they've decided to unfollow him. I always wonder, who is it that keeps an eye on all of that? Like somebody...
Who's watching the...
Yeah.
Video? Yeah.
They've just unfollowed him.
I know. It's like the digital detectives. Go out and have a walk. Go out and hug a tree. You know, pet a dog.
It must actually be somebody's full-time job, though. Like, yeah. That's a full-time job to keep an eye on that. Now, I don't understand why they've unfollowed him, but they're obviously... Maybe they're just annoyed that he's been discussing them in the first place.
How do you see on Instagram who follows who?
That's what I'm saying to you.
Mm.
It's somebody's full-time job.
Yeah.
Because it's always in the media. In the media, somebody's unfollowed somebody and all of this.
Like, if I go to your account,
yeah.
How can I see... I have to... If I want to find out if Johnny up the road has unfollowed you,
yeah,
I need to go to Johnny's account
right.
And keep scrolling through all his followers to see
if
he's following you.
I mean, would you be bothered, lads?
It's mad. Okay, is there a quick way to search? I'm sure
there
is.
I don't know. Anyway, unless you're being paid for it. And I guess if you're being paid for it, you wouldn't mind doing it. But anyway, apparently that like they're obviously still making huge profits. I think they're saying here there's 2.9 million... pounds sat in their joint company account as it stands.
One Direction Limited. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're still raking in the money. I'm just interested why they suddenly decided to unfollow him. Are they afraid that he's going to try and get them to sell them the name back?
Yeah. He'll have a band called Two Direction now.
Miley Cyrus has revealed the only person that she really enjoys hanging out with from all of the celebrities she knows, all the stars. It's not Taylor Swift. Mm. It's Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't know they were friends, but by all accounts, they've been friends for quite a long time. And it's somebody that she really likes to hang out with and somebody that she finds really chilled.
Where does she hang out with her?
I don't know.
Can't go for a cheeky couple of beers down the local with Beyonce, can you?
I don't know. It'd be funny if she did.
Unless Beyonce has a Dunstore's bag on her head. It's the only way she could go
with
for a gas.
Two eyes cut out.
Exactly.
Front. Just walking around with a Dunstore's
bag. Blind boy Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah. Joey Essex is currently taking part in Love Island. Now, it's a bit weird, but they've kind of put him in to try and boost ratings. Is anybody even still watching that?
Yeah, there's a few.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you sound like you know a few who are watching it.
At least seven.
Okay, yeah. At least seven. Anyway, he's currently starring in the series of Love Island. He's been talking about being thick. He says being thick actually has its advantages. Have a listen.
Does it ever, like, annoy you, though? You know, like, when you first come on, like, the TV scene and, like, they took for, like, being ditzy?
Yeah, but you got to think, yeah. Because
that was your persona,
it was. It was, but it was also true that I looked at you like a gift.
It's made you like who you are.
That's what I'm saying. It's who I am.
Yeah.
And it's so good that I had that mentality and I knew myself as a kid. I knew I wasn't clever. I didn't look and be like, oh, I want to be clever like everyone else, man. Like, it didn't affect me. But I'm going to try my best. I'm going to be the best that I can be.
Flying the flag for the thick beep.
Did he call it a gift? Well, look, at least, you know...
He called it a gift!
Do you know what? Fair play to him.
Being thick is a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift
right?
With a... Yeah, it's a gift with a W, right?
Yeah.
Red FM
breakfast.
With KC. Red
FM. Taylor Swift, Post Malone, Fortnite. On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. So many Swifties were dancing up in Scotland at her gig, 73,000 of them. They were jumping up and down so much that it triggered an earthquake warning.
Oh, that's crazy.
Which is absolutely nuts. Swifties are now setting off. and that was like 10 kilometres from the stadium.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of Cork, it's Friday!
Yay!
The boys are back!
Yay!
Hüttensteigen! Everyone excited for the weekend?
Yeah.
All ready to go? What did you learn this week, Rory? Can
I
you tell me?
I learned that I don't mind that Taylor Swift song anymore.
Really?
You just listen to it there. It's like, it's a proper little bop. Didn't like it when it first came out. Now it's like, this is really good.
Okay, what did you learn, Victoria?
I'm glad that you like that song. Have you seen the video?
No.
Video is very cool. Watched it last night. I learned that you can freeze wedding cake and it still tastes all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
How long has it been in the freezer?
Well, I only got married, like, you know,
it's only been a week.
But I got a chunk of it out there yesterday. Had a little slice after my dinner last night. fresh as the day is
long. Didn't bring any in for us, I've noticed.
Absolutely.
No. Didn't bring any in for you.
This week, gang, we learned that England fans are banned from drinking strong lager at the Euros. They're diluting it to...
Vic.
to Shandy. We also learned that one of the world's oldest penguins had a chick with her toy boy partner. Oh. So congratulations to her. Big celebrations in that camp. And two-thirds of holidaymakers suffer anxiety over securing a sunbed when they go on holidays. Do you ever see when people go away to resorts?
Well, it's like panic, isn't it?
The queues at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's always, do you know what? Because they're so efficient and proficient, The Germans are there before us. Oh, they always get there. There's like, they have this planned. They're hiding behind ditches like at 4 o'clock in the morning, ready to go.
They get up seriously early, don't they?
Yeah. And this is what I learned this week. And it's a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal piece of information. Can you tell me, what does Club Sandwich stand for?
Club sandwich.
See, you've never actually sat down and thought about it. What does club sandwich?
I know what one is, but is it ham and cheese and tomato?
Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
Club sandwich stands for chicken lettuce under bacon.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Oh my god!
Chicken lettuce under bacon. You're welcome, Cork. Something new every day.
Vic is open mouth just to surprise.
You've
shock.
Actually just blown my mind with that.
I know. Will you do me a favour? Will you pick a line here?
Okay, let's pick line 3.
Who have I got on line 3 to send to picture this morning? Tilly!
Yay!
Tilly, you're going to picture this, Tilly!
Well done. You made my whole summer. Oh my god!
Hey,
delighted.
I presume you're a huge fan of the lads, obviously.
I love them. Yeah, every song is class. I'm delighted.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I hope you're free for
tomorrow. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You got to bring a buddy with you, though. That's the thing. Get your bestie.
I know. I'll have to pick one of those now. I'll be ready.
That's the big part.
Do you know what you do, Tilly? Put the names in a hat.
Penalty shootout.
That's another one.
Yeah. Tilly, have an amazing time tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.
You're waking up to Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. What are you talking about with weddings?
Okay. Do you want to know?
Bring it on.
So there's a new trend that's going around, and it's basically brides on their wedding day, halfway through the day, they chop their hair off.
They chop their hair off? Do they have a hairdresser with them?
I mean, maybe they have a friend or a hairdresser with them, but their hair gets cut halfway through the day. So what they end up with is kind of two sets of pictures. They've got the pictures of the first half of the day where they have longish hair.
Yeah.
And then the pictures of the second half of the day where they have short hair.
So they just get it. They go for a new look.
A new do. They go, it might be my wedding day, but I fancy a new do. But it's a new trend, lads.
So in the middle of your wedding, you have to run backstage or back to one of the rooms and sit in a chair for a couple of hours.
Get covered up, get it cut, and then emerge as the new you.
Oh,
lads, the world has gone mad, hasn't it?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of that. What does that mean? Well, what's going on there? What's the point of it? Or what's the...
It's something to do with sort of the new you. Do you know what I mean? You're revealed as the new you.
You're married 2 hours and you already want to change yourself. It's like, I can't handle this. That's the kind of carry-on that happens when people break up.
Yeah.
It's
a TikTok trend, though. It's doing the rounds. You might come across it, but that's what the new trend is.
I swear to God, if there was a TikTok trend of eating coal, people would be doing it.
They would.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Anyway, how do you do? By the way, ladies, your hair is gorgeous this morning. You're having a great hair day, all right? Don't worry. €50,935.84, which is what you spend a year on getting your hair done anyways.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you want to win that incredible amount of money, we're on a rollover today again. And this is your brand new amount. Yesterday, 40K is gone. It's done. Nobody picked up that money. Colm O'Sullivan threw an extra 10 Gs into the cash machine this morning. And we have this incredible amount of money. The thing about today is it's a guaranteed win. Someone is going to get that phone call no matter what. Even if the first 10 calls don't answer, we will find somebody. And
we'll
keep
going. Yes, we will.
Barry will keep going. So here's your brand new amount. €50,935.84. 50935. 84. If you want to win that incredible amount of money, remember, it's guaranteed to go. All you got to do is text the word RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And the terms and conditions are up on the website right now. All you got to do is go to redfm.ie, and all of the information's up there for you to have a look at.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Okay. Martina, today's your lucky day. Today's the day that you win 1,000 euro, okay? No messing.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Come on, Martina.
Martina's from Roche, working in Rochestown. Is it the community school there, Martina?
Yeah, it's Rochestown Community Special School.
Oh, very good.
So working as a special needs assistant, an amazing job. There's so many of you out there that do this on a day-to-day basis. And you're a special breed of people. How did you decide you wanted to get into this?
I just enjoyed helping young kids kind of progress to their full potential, really, and make them as comfortable and as happy as possible during their school day.
Brilliant.
Well done.
How long are you doing it now?
About 2 years now.
So how do you start to get into a job like that? I mean, do you do kind of, is there apprentice kind of courses? Is there placement courses? Or how do you get into it?
You can do SNA course, starts off at level 5 and 6. And then you can progress on to 7 as well. And there's also UCD course as well that you can do.
Okay.
As well. So
I'd say it's really rewarding, isn't it, Martina?
Oh, yeah. It's a great job. Oh, and we have a great team here in Rochestown. So.
Good stuff.
Fantastic.
I hope they're all listening this morning. They're going to hear Martina, Mucho Martina, win 1,000 euro, and then you've got to go straight to the Haribo section of the sweet shop and sort them all out. Listen, 10 questions, 60 seconds. The very best of luck. Let's play
in 3, 2, 1.
Martina, who plays Virgin Media Park tonight? Becky Hill or Benny Hill?
Becky Hill.
Question number 2. What colour is the Portuguese flag?
Red and green.
Question 3. What car was in Back to the Future?
Dorian.
Question number 4. Who has a song about an umbrella?
Rihanna.
Question 5. Who do Cork play tomorrow in hurling? So the big game tomorrow in the hurling.
Offaly.
Question number 6. What is the capital city of Wales?
Cardiff.
Question number 7. What county has a carriage DL? DL.
Donegal.
Okay, question number 8. Finish this movie title on your own. There will be... huge movie from a couple of years ago. Might have something to do with the oil trade. There will be...
There will be blood.
There will be blood, yeah. Time is gone. Oh my God, I thought we had a winner on the line. Becky Hill, Red and Green, DeLorean, Rihanna, Offaly, Cardiff, Donegal, and then question number 8 killed off the game.
It was a good round, but Martina, I wouldn't have got that one either.
Big movie from a few
years
ago.
It was a huge movie, you're right. It was.
Martina, I'm really sorry. It's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, which is for going to the trouble of coming on the air. And we will get you back another day, I hope, okay?
We certainly will.
Okay, guys, thanks so much.
Martina, have a lovely day. Keep up the good work. Bye bye.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.